everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Softballing With Us. I am your host, Janae Lazenby, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Let's kick things off with recapping the Bama's second week of SEC play at home against University of Tennessee. The Tide lost the first game March 19th on Friday. They lost 3-4. That loss was Montana's second loss of the season. The Tide scored two runs in the bottom of the first inning, and then Tennessee came back to score three runs in the top of the fourth inning and another run in the top of the sixth inning. Bama had a late rally in the bottom of the seventh, only scoring one run, not able to close the gap and tie the game and send it into extra innings, and ultimately to possibly win. But they came back strong the next game. On Saturday, they beat Tennessee 7-1, which was Lexi's 10th win of the season. She has a perfect record as of now, 10-0. Bama's offense scored 7 out of the 10 runs against Tennessee. They had a total of 7 different players earning a hit, including Bailey Hemphill, Kaylee Tao, and Savannah Woodard. All three of them tallied a pair of hits. Bailey Hemphill also had a solo home run in that game and also had a walk, which has her too shy of tying the school record of 199 walks. The third game on Sunday was the absolute shutout. Bama won 3-0. The game was scoreless through the top of the fifth. The momentum was started by Claire Jenkins, who scored the first run of the game, and was followed by Savannah scoring a run at home in the bottom of the fifth, and KB Sides drawing a walk to bring in the third and final run. This was Montana's 9th win of the season. The Tide was back in action on Wednesday against North Alabama. It was Jayla Torrance's 2nd start of the season and also her 2nd win of the season. The Tide won the game 5-0, allowing Claire Jenkins to continue her 12-game streak of reaching a base. She is one shy of her season-high record. Catcher Abby Doer had a 2-run home run straight away to center field to end the game in the bottom of the 6th. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back to talk about this week's upcoming games. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7, the Capstone.
This weekend, March 27th, the Tide is on the road against the University of Kentucky. They're ranked number 7. The Tide's first game will be on Saturday, March 27th. The second game will be on March 28th on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. And the final game will be on March 29th on Monday at 6 p.m. The schedule got pushed back a little bit due to the weather in the south. The Tide will be back at home on April 1st, Thursday, against Texas A&M to have their 3-game series for Friday and Saturday. Also, the men's basketball team are still dancing in the NCAA tournament. Their game is on Sunday, March 28th at 6:15 p.m. against UCLA. Support the Tide where you can. Watch the softball games on TV and also watch the men's tournament on TV also. I am your host, Janae Lazenby, and this is Softballing With Us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week.